Get out of bed now! What do you mean, what? I said get out of bed. You've been sleeping long enough. What are you blabbering on about? It's already 8 a.m. You told me to wake you up at 8 a.m., remember? Yeah, you did. Last night you came home all tired looking, reeking of booze, and told me to wake you up whether you liked it or not at 8 a.m. sharp. It's 8 a.m. now. You're welcome. Well, I'm so sorry that you didn't get your beauty sleep, but that's the command you gave me, and you know I take commands seriously. Hey, I'm just as confused too. You didn't go into detail about why, other than it was really important. Do you even remember? Ugh, you never do when you're hanging out with your buddies. Do you remember anything about what happened last night? Even how you got home? Ugh, let me try to help you. We were roughhousing, and I accidentally broke a vase, which you rudely reprimanded me for, by the way. Ugh. Hey, don't get mad at me. You initiated the roughhousing. You're an imp. I'm a wolf. You're supposed to set an example for me. House training and whatnot. You know I'm right. I know it's hard to admit when you're wrong. So anyway, after we finished sparring, you got a text from one of your friends asking if you were free to hang out with everyone. I looked judgingly at you, like always, and you told me, as always, that everything was going to be just fine and that you weren't going to come home in a squad car like last time. You burned down 3 buildings before they were even able to catch you. Do you know how impressive and messed up it is to burn down 3 buildings and then elude the police for 5 hours? Shockingly, you didn't do that this time. Well, not that I know of. The news has been nothing but the usual robberies and whatnot. What else? I said that I wanted to keep the car so that I can go to the gym, so I dropped you off with your friend at that new dive bar you've been talking about for weeks. I told you to text me as soon as you wanted me to pick you up. A few hours later, you walked home and broke down the door, told me to wake you up at 8 a.m., then passed out in front of me. Your face made a dent in the floor. How heavy is that skull, by the way? I know for a fact a brain isn't contributing to it. That door is going to take forever to fix, too. Thanks for the lovely assignment, by the way. Really. What's that supposed to mean? Ha! You have some nerve thinking that your destructive tendencies to our property keep me out of trouble when you're the one causing all of it. Unlike you, I can actually evade the police. I bet that if you and I had a competition to see who can cause the most mayhem without getting in trouble, I would win hands down. Yeah, really. Oh, you really think I can't name one bad thing I've done? Well, try this on for size. You remember when I was gone for 3 hours 2 weeks ago and you texted me about a breaking news story involving a bear and a single grape? Yeah, that was me. It was the funniest thing ever. That bear is still on the loose, too. So much destruction. Let's settle this then. You, me, contest of destruction. May the best demon win. Oh, wait. You did tell me what you had to do at 8 a.m. You have a job interview downtown in like 30 minutes. You believed me. You have a job already, remember? Oh, that was mean? Well, just because I'm aggressive doesn't mean I don't have some sense of humor. You're a really bad influence most of the time, but at least you taught me something. No, but seriously, I have no idea why you needed to wake up this early. Text one of your buddies. Wait a minute. Did you guys bury someone again? Dude, am I gonna have to dig them out? I just painted my nails. Ugh, you're insufferable. Don't you cinder me. You always have the worst timing. Wake up, clown. For the love of... Wake up! Hey, don't you dare take that tone with me. You told me to wake you up like this again. Because of the contest of destruction. You know, the bet we made? To see which one of us could get into crazy amounts of trouble without getting caught? You seriously don't remember that conversation? Look, we just had the... All right, listen. You and I had an agreement that we would have a night out on the town. You're following me? Focus, man. A night on the town where we would cause extreme amounts of violence and see which one of us wouldn't get caught. We literally did it last night. How could you not... I smell that vile booze again. Do you not know how to be chaotic without it? And here I thought you were the king of discord.
You don't seem like it.
Then prove it. Lay off the booze next time. I need you to be sober. Also, it's a destructive habit. I need you to be destructive against others, not yourself. I guess I can't even ask you what you did last night then. Or how you got that bite taken out of your arm. You didn't even know. Oh, don't act like it won't grow back. Oh, quit being such a baby. You didn't notice until I said something. Clearly you're not in pain. Focus on our contest. Maybe we can turn on the news or something and see exactly what it is that you did since we're... That can't be good. That sound doesn't go off for just anything. That sound's not supposed to go off unless there's a purge happening. Hold on, let me read the alert. Kaiju. There's a kaiju one city over. Dude, did you do this? Damn, okay. Fine, alright, you win this round. Fuck. Ugh, just go back to sleep. I'm gonna clean up your mess, like always. No, I don't need your help. Just give me your keys. I'll be back later. Maybe like in an hour. You want something? I mean, I'll be going past that one place you like, so might as well. How many fries do you want? Yeah, the usual. Gotcha. All right, see ya.
Hello, and thank you very much for listening to this audio on this fine day or night. This audio was made because of a lovely dude named Cryptonym in the ASMR RP Lounge telling me that there wasn't many Dogger audios. So, while I was in the progress of making the pet reincarnation audio, I decided I also wanted to take a crack at making a Wolfgirl audio. But it takes place in Hell, so she's a demon or hellhound. The inspiration for this audio came from Hell the Boss, because at the time I was watching a lot, you know, reruns with everybody in the server. Because I'm also really obsessed with that show. I've somehow been able to get other people in the Discord server completely obsessed with it too. And I'm proud of myself for that. I'm also very sorry. I cannot wait for the next episode so I can watch it with everyone. That's gonna be fun. I think it's a Fizzarali episode. It's guaranteed a Fizzarali episode. But anyway. While working on the script, at first, it was just supposed to be about, you know, Cinder waking you up and being mad at you for doing everything that you did yesterday, and just in general how troublesome you are. But then I just let my imagination kick in, and it turned into something a bit more strange. You're both basically criminals. What you guys consider to be a silly, harmless prank, you know, the people in Hell in general, honestly, is more along the lines of first-degree crime. So my plan is to make this a series where it's just you and her being up to no good around the city, and just things get more chaotic at random times. I have no clue, honest to God, I have no clue why you buried someone. I don't know why I randomly thought to add that to the script in the first place. It personally caught me off guard. So that's when I decided, hey, you know, I want to catch you off guard too. I had a friend that was sort of like Cinder once upon a time. He was hot-headed, but somehow also loved to do stupid stuff. He was a beloved class clown within my grade.
I'd usually just observe him rather than participate, and sometimes I would be on the receiving end of that tomfoolery, in which case we would end up roughhousing, which I believe I actually mentioned in the audio. I believe that boy is probably married by now. Last I saw was a Facebook photo, and he was with somebody. I think he was in a suit. So I'm going to assume he's married now. he's probably left his goofy ways behind. And I wish him the best if he is married. And if not, I just wish him the best in life. I want to give a shout out to Tinker Roth and Cool Kid for being sweethearts and contributing to the creation of my very first PC. They bought me some parts on Throne. And I'm very, very thankful for that. We have 4 parts down now. We have a case, a power supply, a fan, and I think memory. And those are 4 parts, so we have 4 more parts to go. I'm hyped. I'm so hyped. I'm hyped beyond belief, because each time I think about it, I'm like, wow. This doesn't seem real, but it's actually happening. And it's really thanks to you guys. So thank you. You are all wonderful. Also, thank you to Cool Kid, not for just the PC parts, of course, but for giving me the Bup Cup. And for people that don't know what Bup is, if you know about Captain Toad or just Toad in general from the Mario series, in one of the games he goes, Bup! And it's so adorable and I love it so much. And that's why I'm a fan of Toad, simply because of the Bup. So now I'll have a Bup cup with me that I can drink out of whenever I want. And I mean, it's the little things in life that can get you so excited. So thank you very much, Cool Kid. Thank you very much, Boyle. Thank you to every single last one of you guys for listening to this via YouTube, Patreon, and beyond. And I'll talk to you guys next time. All right. Bye-bye.